This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans: coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. You're listening to the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. Little Alison Krauss and Robert Plant here.
Yeah.
A great Lucinda Williams tune, actually.
Told you, baby, one more time. Don't make me sit all alone and cry when it's over.
Oh, that's so good. I love the harmonies there. I love Alison Krauss. I've never seen this act. I've never seen Alison Krauss, and I love her so much.
Yeah, she's great.
Have you? You probably met her doing your country stuff back in the day.
No, I haven't. Isn't that? It's a shame,
too. That is unique. All right, we have, don't forget, a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow with the panel that will include former State Senator Jeff Smith and also GOP consultant David Barklage. Jane will be on the panel as well. We have Senator Schmidt coming up a little bit later this hour, plus an audio cut of the day. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, has been indicted. And he said today that he's not guilty.
It's an unfortunate day, and it's a painful day. But inside of all of that, it's a day where we will finally reveal why for 10 months I have gone through this. And I look forward to defending myself and defending the people of this city.
Yes, apparently it's all about the people of New York City. Phil Holloway, Fox News analyst, is with us this afternoon. How are you, Phil? Good afternoon.
Always good to be with you, my man. How's things?
Good. Before we get to the mayor of New York City, more important to the question is how are things by you? Because you're going to get a little bit maybe more rain than we are down in Atlanta, right?
Well, yeah, we're getting a lot of rain in Atlanta, but the big thing here is going to be the winds. They're expecting tropical force storm winds well into North Georgia and up in the mountains, even possibly hurricane force winds up there. And, you know, the big thing is going to be obviously flooding, a lot of it maybe localized, but power outages. Power outages are going to be massive throughout the entire southeast, and that's going to be the big headache probably for days to come down here.
Well, that could be disastrous. I mean, we've seen these things go on for weeks sometimes.
Yeah, I'm looking to make sure I see the green light on my generator as we speak, because you know it can be quite significant disruption when we don't have power for days or days on end.
Well, I mentioned Eric Adams. I played the audio. Here's one more here. He says that he's not going to step down. Even AOC is calling for him to step down. There he is. Where's Eric Adams? I thought I had him here.
I have been facing these lies for months since I began to speak out for all of you and their investigation started. Yet the city has continued to improve. Make no mistake, you elected me to lead this city. And lead it, I will.
So, Phil, what I heard there is, hey, nothing to see here. Don't worry about anything. We'll deal with that. But the city is really what's most important here. And this does not look good for Eric Adams at all.
No, a couple things. It's going to be very difficult for the chief executive of a big city like that to effectively manage the city and also manage his criminal charges at the same time. It's not like Bob Menendez, Senator Menendez, for example, who obviously just has to maybe show up and vote or something, but he can still maybe stay in office. But this is going to be very difficult for him. You know, the devil is always in the details, and of course he's presumed innocent. There's a lot of things that sort of remain to be seen, but what I saw, well, one of the questions I had about this indictment, I got many, but one of the ones is like, if all they got is a Turkish a representative of Turkey got the mayor to help cut through some bureaucratic red tape, you know, there's not a whole lot. That's a kind of a big nothing burger. But if the feds dig deep enough, they can find a federal crime, you know, pretty much on any person at any time. And so when we talk about AOC and some on the very, very far left urging him in days, very recent days, to step down, you know, you got to ask yourself, is there a political motivation behind this prosecution? I think it's a fair question, because there's a lot of mayors, Blasio, for example, I think could have been perhaps investigated, if not indicted, for some things. And so the question is, why this mayor and why now? He may very well have, you know, used straw donors to funnel illegal foreign cash into his campaign coffers. And if he's done that, presumably they'd be able to prove it. But, you know, there's so many questions here about the timing of this. And that's one of the things that really troubles me, is why is AOC and the far left apparently know about this well before we do?
Yeah, it is interesting. And, you know, some of this gets so far into the weeds because there's this issue involving Turkey and whether or not, as you indicated, there was influence to, you know, build a facility in New York. There's this thing with Turkish Airlines. Look, he does an interview in 2017 with a Turkish newspaper. He says Turkish Airlines is my way of flying. And one of the things that the New York Times mentioned in the indictment is at one point he was coming back from France to New York City and he went to Turkey first. He went to Istanbul first before that. So he's a big fan of Turkish Airlines. The question is, did he take money from them in exchange for something that would have happened in his official office capacity?
Yeah, and so what was he doing in 2017? He certainly wasn't the mayor in 2017. And, you know, if we're talking about, see, I'm just not all that impressed with upgrades and things like that here and there. But the bigger problem that he has legally, in my view, is he got like $10 million, I think it was, in matching funds from the city when he ran for mayor. And if those funds were used to match straw donations that where he was allegedly, you know, funneling money from Turkish donors through you know, other individuals who were recording what would have otherwise been, you know, a numerous other smaller donations, then that's going to be the kind of thing that there really is not going to be any good explanation for if the facts bear those things out. But, you know, if other people were doing it, you know, on his behalf, maybe without his knowledge, then maybe that's a defense to it. There's just so many questions out here. I hate to get too far out on a limb and talk about someone being guilty when we just don't know all the facts and circumstances.
Yeah.
But needless to say, the indictment looks bad.
Yeah, and I said earlier, look, in fairness, you said it here a few minutes ago, you do have to take a look at this through a different lens because there seemingly have been politically, you know, motivated prosecutions, seemingly on both sides. So I don't know what his defense is going to be. His attorney said some things earlier today.
If you just take a second to step back and look at this. Look at the flights. That's what they want to talk about. The travel, the expenses. The flight they talk about, that free flight, is in 2017. 7 years ago, 5 years before he's the mayor. There's nothing improper, illegal, or wrong about that.
You know, obviously, you know this as a former prosecutor. They try to cobble a case together, right? And some of this stuff goes back to 2014. So they're putting a lot of the pieces together. And I guess they're going to try to get to a point where, you know, usually, as you know, the feds cases don't typically go to trial. Maybe sometimes, but they usually got you. They usually got the goods, Phil, right? So typically, people in situations like this plead out because they want lesser jail time.
Yeah, and the feds are usually ready for trial by the time they get that indictment because they run enough stuff up the flagpole, the jury's going to salute some of it at least, right? So that's sort of the way these things unfold, is maybe they start looking at one specific issue, and then in the process of doing that, they uncover other things, and then you've got this this indictment that has all these different octopus tentacles to it that, you know, he's got to escape all of them, because if even just one of them gets around him really good, he could be spending perhaps even the rest of his life in prison.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting and fascinating to see unwind. Since I have you, let's talk a little bit about the state of the race, and in particular, your state of Georgia. We've seen some polling numbers come out of Georgia that indicate that Trump might not be in a favorable position. I've seen things kind of go in both directions in some states like yours and even in North Carolina. What's your take on what's happening in Georgia in particular right now with both campaigns?
Well, you know how my track record is with you with predictions on things.
Well, we both share that, know, yes.
I believe my sense is that the former president is going to take the state of Georgia pretty handily. Some things are showing like 1 or 2 or 3 points in his favor. I think it might even be more like 4, 5, or 6. But the big thing that I see is that I think Georgia is – it's almost like the Democrats have sort of given up and conceded the state. I'm not seeing as many ads here. There was some travel in recent weeks, but I don't see any more on the books. The focus seems to be more north, up in North Carolina and even Pennsylvania. But I think Georgia's probably going the way of former President Trump this time around.
Yeah, well, those are good barometers, certainly, if the ads aren't flowing as freely as they were. I mean, the one thing that we noticed from up here, and you have a different scenario because you're in a state that really is more of a swing state, but all I see during football weekends, et cetera, is Kamala Harris ads. Glossy, glitzy, they look good. If you don't know anything about her, if you don't know she's an idiot, she may come off as presidential, right?
Yeah, those ads can be really, really slick, can't they? And each side, whether you agree with the politics on each side or not, it's fair to say that they both have, pretty sharp, I don't know what you call them, ad makers, going sort of on their side. You've got a lot of material. Both of these individuals have been in the public eye for many, many years, and so there's a lot of audio, there's a lot of video, and when you take it and you cut it up in certain ways and you splice it and dice it, you can make a pretty negative ad about either one of these candidates. And I think that the advertising department of the campaigns is certainly working in hyperdrive.
Phil, stay safe down there during this storm surge, the rain and the winds and everything. We want to make sure that everyone's safe, but thank you so much, and have a great weekend if you can with everything going on down there.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Take care. That's Phil Holloway, Fox News contributor. He's always great to this show as well. Let me get a little bit more into the details of the charges. Damian Williams, the U.S. attorney.
He saw contributions from businessmen far in excess of what the law allowed. He also allegedly sought contributions from corporations, which are not allowed to contribute at all in New York City elections. A particular Turkish government official behind many of the benefits Adams sought and accepted gave Adams all these things to gain influence over him. We allege that Adams knew that and took the benefits anyway. We allege that when the Turkish government official needed him, Adams also took corrupt official action in exchange for some of the luxury travel benefits.
All right, it's 5-count indictment. Here's what we have. Count 1, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, solicit foreign contributions, and accept bribes. This is related to accusations that Eric Adams illegally accepted traveling gifts through the Turkish government, solicited the illegal foreign contributions into his campaign from Turkish businessmen, and improperly influenced the approval of, and I mentioned this, the Turkish consulate in New York City. When people were saying, no, you shouldn't do that, he was pushing it. Now, this is well before he was mayor. 1 count of wire fraud related to accusations that Adams fraudulently accepted public matching funds for his campaign by improperly certifying contributions that were made via what they say are straw donors, concealing the true sources of the donations. But they call that wire fraud. Count 3 is actually 2 counts. Solicitation of a contribution by a foreign national related to the accusations that Adams solicited and received improper campaign contributions through foreign citizens. And then there's a count of bribery related to accusations that Adams solicited free and heavily discounted foreign luxury travel in exchange for helping to obtain approval by fire department officials for the new Turkish consulate. You know, in the whole scheme of things, when you hear this and we're talking about a Turkish consulate, and this is what's going to force the guy out of being a mayor of New York City, it does sound kind of ridiculous, right?
What is with the Turkish guy? I mean, he's in a lot of this stuff.
Well, that's what a lot of this is focusing on because of Israel. Look, this started, and if you go to the, I don't know how many people out there have ever read one of these indictments or any grand jury testimony or anything like that. Maybe some people pulled it up in the aftermath of Mike Brown, but they get very specific. And in the charging documents, you might have names that are, you know, blacked out, et cetera, but they get very specific. So where they start here is in 2014 when he was the borough president in Brooklyn. And he says, or the U.S. attorney, the prosecutors say, for nearly a decade, he sought and accepted benefits like luxury international travel. And this is where you have at least one Turkish government official that was seeking to gain influence. They said by 2018, so it starts in 2014, this is the broad overview. By 2018, he had then made his plans known to run for mayor of New York City. So that's important. Not only accepted, but sought illegal campaign contributions to his mayoral campaign in 2021. As Adams' prominence and power grew, his foreign national benefactors sought to cash in on their corrupt business relationships with him. They say particularly in 2021, it became clear that Adams would become the mayor of New York. He agreed to provide favorable treatment in exchange for the illicit benefits he received. After his inauguration, he began preparing for his next election, including, they all do that, right? Including by planning to solicit more illegal contributions and granting requests from those who supported his mayoral campaign with such donations. So, you know, they go into all kinds of different details about who the straw donors are. They say that despite his repeated acceptance of straw donations, relying on the concealed nature of these illegal contributions to falsely portray his campaign as law-abiding, as a result of those false certifications, his campaign received more than $10 million in public funds. So that's a big number. So the accusation for Eric Adams is he accepted things worth $100,000. But in return for all this stuff and everything that the feds described, they say, look, he got $10 million in public funds.
Wow.
They say that he sought and received benefits from some of the co-conspirators, free or discounted travel on Turkey's national airline, which is Turkish Airline. That's owned in significant part by the Turkish government. And they say in the indictment, you know, it flies to France, China, Sri Lanka, India, Hungary, and Turkey itself. The Turkish officials further arranged for Adams and his companions to receive, among other things, free rooms at opulent hotels, free meals at high-end restaurants, free luxurious entertainment while in Turkey. Look, if you're a politician, you know all this stuff is not, whether it's legal or not. See, there's two questions here. Is it legal? Maybe. Is it ethical? Does it pass the smell test?
Right.
I can't tell you definitively, looking at this indictment, I have not, you know, digested the whole thing. They focus a lot on this Turkish consular building, which is 36 stories, and he was urging it to be approved when the fire department was saying, no, you know, this is not right.
Okay.
They wanted it approved, or he, I guess, requested that it was approved without a fire inspection because Turkey's president was coming. Yeah. At the time, the building would have failed an FDNY inspection. In exchange for free travel and other travel-related bribes in 21 and 22 arranged by the Turkish official, Adams did as instructed. Because of Adams' pressure on the FDNY official responsible for the assessment of the skyscraper's fire safety was told that he would lose his job if he failed to acquiesce. And after Adams intervened, the skyscraper opened as requested by the Turkish official. So this is very, very detailed. They go into a lot of specifics here, which is what indictments do. And his attorney says, nope, we didn't do it.
There are emails with Mayor Adams telling them, telling this staffer, telling all of them, do not take foreign money. Period. That's in emails. You will see those. And so they pivot away from that. They pivot away from that and they say $10 million fraud, $10 million fraud. And they're doing that to mislead you. If you look closely at the indictment, you know how much money we're talking about from the people of Turkey? $26,000. That's what's actually in the indictment. No $10 million.
Okay, but I just explained why $10 million is an important number, because if you do illegal things in raising money and getting things put into your coffers, and then the benefit of those illegal things is an extra...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After $10 million in taxpayer money, that would be something I would think that the Fed should look into. But look, I said it in the 3 o'clock hour. I'll continue to say it. I'll keep an open mind on this because I don't think any of us trust what the feds are doing right now. And if it's some sort of convoluted, trumped up deal, maybe that'll be exposed. Maybe it won't. And he'll go to prison for the rest of his life. But Eric Adams says he ain't stepping down.
I have been facing these lies for months since I began to speak out for all of you and their investigation started. Yet the city has continued to improve. Make no mistake, you elected me to lead this city. And lead it, I will.
All right, defiant. AOC says he should step down. Other Democrats calling for him to step down. He's not going anywhere. They all say that, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Right? We're coming back. Senator Eric Schmidt is coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.